Study Article 47. This article will be studied during the week of January 20th through 26th. Lessons we can learn from the Book of Leviticus. Theme text: All Scripture is inspired of God and beneficial. 2 Timothy 3:16. Song 98. The Scriptures, Inspired of God. Preview: The Book of Leviticus contains laws that Jehovah gave to ancient Israel. As Christians, we are not under those laws, but we can benefit from them. In this article, we will discuss valuable lessons we can learn from the Book of Leviticus. Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question: Why should Christians today be interested in the Book of Leviticus? The Apostle Paul reminded his young friend Timothy that all Scripture is inspired of God and beneficial. 2 Timothy 3:16. That includes the Book of Leviticus. How do you view that Bible book? Some may see it as a book that contains a list of rules that do not apply to our day, but true Christians have a different view. Leviticus was written some 3,500 years ago, yet Jehovah had it preserved for our instruction. Romans 15:4. Because Leviticus sheds light on Jehovah's thinking, we should be eager to examine it. Actually, there are a number of lessons we can learn from that inspired book. Let us consider four of them. How we obtain Jehovah's approval. Paragraph 3. Question: Why were sacrifices offered on the yearly Day of Atonement? First lesson: We need to have Jehovah's approval for our sacrifices to be accepted. On the yearly Day of Atonement, the nation of Israel came together and animal sacrifices were offered up. Those sacrifices helped to remind the Israelites that they needed to be cleansed of sin. But before the high priest brought any sacrificial blood into the Most Holy on that day, he first had to carry out another task, one that actually was more important than the forgiveness of the nation's sins. Paragraph 4. Question: As mentioned at Leviticus 16:12 and 13, what did the high priest do during his first entry into the Most Holy on Atonement Day? Leviticus 16:12 and 13 reads, "He will then take the fire holder full of burning coals from the altar before Jehovah, and two handfuls of fine perfumed incense, and he will bring them inside the curtain. He will also put the incense on the fire before Jehovah, and the cloud of the incense will envelop the ark cover, which is on the testimony, so that he may not die." Visualize the scene on Atonement Day. The high priest enters the tabernacle. This is the first of three times he must enter the Most Holy on that day. In one hand, he holds a container filled with perfumed incense, and in the other, he balances a golden fire holder full of burning coals. He pauses before the curtain that covers the entrance to the Most Holy. With deep respect, he enters the Most Holy and stands before the Ark of the Covenant. In a symbolic sense, he is in the very presence of Jehovah God. Now the priest carefully pours the holy incense onto the fiery coals, and the room fills with a sweet-smelling aroma. The footnote reads, "The incense burned at the tabernacle was considered sacred, and in ancient Israel it was used only in the worship of Jehovah." There is no record that the first century Christians burned incense for religious purposes. End of footnote. Later, he will re-enter the Most Holy with the blood of the sin offerings. Notice that he burns the incense before he presents the blood of the sin offerings. The cover picture caption reads, "On Atonement Day, the Israelite high priest entered the Most Holy with incense and fiery coals to fill the room with a sweet-smelling aroma. Later, he re-entered the Most Holy with the blood of the sin offerings." Paragraph 5. Question: What can we learn from the use of incense on Atonement Day? What can we learn from the use of incense on Atonement Day? The Bible indicates that the acceptable prayers of Jehovah's faithful worshipers are like incense. Recall that it was with great respect that the high priest brought the incense into the presence of Jehovah. Similarly, when we approach Jehovah in prayer, we do so with deep respect. We are in awe of Him. We deeply appreciate that the Creator of the universe allows us to approach Him and draw close to Him as a child to a father. He accepts us as His friends. We appreciate this privilege so much that we would never want to disappoint Him. Paragraph 6. Question: What can we learn from the fact that the high priest burned the incense before he offered up the sacrifices? Remember that the high priest had to burn the incense before he could offer up the sacrifices. In that way, he made sure that he would have God's approval when offering up the sacrifices. What can we learn from that? While on earth, Jesus had to do something important, something more important than providing salvation for mankind, before he could offer up his life in sacrifice. What was that? By living a life of integrity and loyalty, Jesus had to prepare the way for Jehovah to accept his sacrifice. In that way, Jesus would prove that doing things Jehovah's way is the right way to live. Jesus would vindicate or prove right and just his Father's sovereignty or way of ruling. Paragraph 7. Question: Why was Jesus' entire life course on earth pleasing to his Father? Throughout his earthly life, Jesus maintained perfect obedience to Jehovah's righteous standards. No temptation or trial, not even the prospect of an agonizing death, could weaken his desire to defend his Father's way of ruling. When faced with tests, Jesus prayed with strong outcries and tears. Hebrews 5:7. His fervent prayers flowed from a loyal heart and strengthened his desire to remain obedient. To Jehovah, Jesus' prayers were like the aroma of sweet-smelling incense. Jesus' entire life course deeply pleased his Father and vindicated his sovereignty. Paragraph 8. Question: How can we imitate Jesus' life course? We can imitate Jesus by doing our best to live a life of integrity and of loyalty to Jehovah's ways and laws. When faced with tests, we pray fervently for Jehovah's help because we want to please Him. In such ways, we show our support of Jehovah's way of ruling. We realize that Jehovah will not accept our prayers if we are involved in conduct that He condemns. However, if we live according to Jehovah's standards, we can be confident that our heartfelt prayers will be like sweet-smelling incense to Jehovah, and we can be sure that our integrity and loyal obedience please our Heavenly Father. Our service is motivated by gratitude and love. Paragraph 9. Question: Why were communion sacrifices offered? Second lesson: We serve Jehovah because we are grateful to Him. To highlight this, let us consider the communion offerings, another important aspect of true worship in ancient Israel. In the book of Leviticus, we learn that an Israelite could offer a communion sacrifice as an expression of thanksgiving. Leviticus 7:11-13 and 16-18. He made this offering not because he had to, but because he wanted to. So this was a voluntary offering that the individual made because he loved his God, Jehovah. The person making the offering, his family, and the priests would eat the meat of the sacrificed animal. But certain parts of the animal sacrifice were offered up exclusively to Jehovah. Which parts? Paragraph 10. Question. What do the communion sacrifices described at Leviticus 3, 6, 12, and 14 to 16 teach us about Jesus' motivation for doing his Father's will? Third lesson. Out of love, we give Jehovah our best. Jehovah viewed the fat as the best part of an animal. He also specified that vital organs, including the kidneys, were of special value. Leviticus 3:6 reads, "If his offering is from the flock for a communion sacrifice to Jehovah, he will present a sound male or a female animal." Verse 12 reads, "If his offering is a goat, then he will present it before Jehovah." Verses 14 to 16 read, "The part he will present as his offering made by fire to Jehovah is the fat that covers the intestines, all the fat that surrounds the intestines, and the two kidneys with the fat on them that is near the loins. He will also remove the appendage of the liver along with the kidneys. The priest will make them smoke on the altar as food, an offering made by fire for a pleasing aroma. All the fat belongs to Jehovah." So Jehovah was especially pleased when an Israelite voluntarily offered vital organs and the fat to him. The Israelite who made such an offering demonstrated his deep desire to offer the very best to God. In a similar way, Jesus willingly offered up to Jehovah his very best by serving him whole-souled out of love for him. For Jesus, doing God's will was a delight. He had a deep love for God's law. How pleasing it must have been for Jehovah to see Jesus serve him so willingly. Paragraph 11. Question. How is our service like those communion sacrifices, and how can that be comforting to us? Like those communion sacrifices, our service to Jehovah is a voluntary expression of how we feel about him. We give Jehovah our best, and we do so because we love him with all our heart. How pleased Jehovah must be to see millions of willing worshipers serve him out of deep love for him and his ways. We can be comforted by remembering that Jehovah sees and values not only our actions, but also our motives. For example, if you are elderly and can no longer do as much as you would like, be assured that Jehovah sees beyond your limitations. You may feel that you have little to offer, but Jehovah sees the love deep within you that motivates you to do what you can do. He is pleased to accept the best that you can give. Paragraph 12. Question. What assurance can we draw from Jehovah's reaction to communion sacrifices? What can we learn from the communion sacrifices? As the fire consumed the best parts of the animal, smoke drifted upward and Jehovah was pleased. Be assured then that Jehovah is pleased with your willing, whole-souled service. Imagine his smile of approval. He views your loving efforts in his service, large and small, as treasures that he will remember and value forever. The following is a description of the pictures being considered with paragraphs 9 to 12. An Israelite hands a sheep to a priest as a communion sacrifice to express his family's gratitude to Jehovah. During his ministry on earth, Jesus showed his deep love for Jehovah by keeping God's commandments and by helping his followers to keep them as well. An elderly sister, despite her physical limitations, gives her best to Jehovah by witnessing through letter writing. The picture caption reads, "Love for Jehovah moves us to give him our best." Jehovah blesses his organization. Paragraph 13. Question. According to Leviticus 9, 23 and 24, how did Jehovah show his approval of the priesthood? Fourth lesson. Jehovah is blessing the earthly part of his organization. Consider what happened in 1512 BCE when the tabernacle was set up at the foot of Mount Sinai. Moses presided over a ceremony to install Aaron and his sons as priests. The nation of Israel assembled to witness the priests presenting their first animal sacrifices. How did Jehovah show his approval of the newly installed priesthood? As Aaron and Moses blessed the people, Jehovah caused fire to consume the remainder of the sacrifice on the altar. Leviticus 9:23 and 24 reads, "Finally Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting and came out and blessed the people. Jehovah's glory now appeared to all the people, and fire came out from Jehovah and began consuming the burnt offering and the pieces of fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they started shouting and they fell with their faces to the ground." Paragraph 14. Question. Why is Jehovah's approval of the Aaronic priesthood of interest to us today? What was accomplished by the awesome display at the installation of the high priest? Jehovah thereby showed his full support of the Aaronic priesthood. When the Israelites saw this clear evidence of Jehovah's backing of the priests, they had good reason to give them full support. Is that relevant to us? Yes. The priesthood in Israel was just a shadow of a much greater priesthood. Christ, the greater high priest, has a royal priesthood of 144,000 who will serve alongside him in heaven. Paragraphs 15 and 16. Question. How has Jehovah shown his approval of the faithful and discreet slave? In 1919, Jesus appointed a small group of anointed brothers as the faithful and discreet slave. That slave takes the lead in the preaching work and gives Christ's followers food at the proper time. Matthew 24:45. Do we see clear evidence of God's approval of the faithful and discreet slave? Satan and his world have done much to make the work of that faithful slave challenging, even impossible to carry out from a human standpoint. Despite two world wars, relentless persecution, global economic crises, and unjust treatment, the faithful and discreet slave has continued to provide spiritual food for Christ's followers on earth. Think of the abundance of spiritual food available today, free of charge, in more than 900 languages. It is undeniable evidence of divine backing. Consider further proof of Jehovah's blessing. The preaching work. The good news truly is being preached in all the inhabited earth. Matthew 24:14. Without a doubt, Jehovah is guiding and generously blessing his organization today. Paragraph 17. Question. How can we show our support for the organization that Jehovah is using? We do well to ask ourselves, am I grateful to be associated with the earthly part of Jehovah's organization? Jehovah has given us evidence that is as convincing as the literal fire from heaven back in the days of Moses and Aaron. We truly have much to be thankful for. How can we show our support for the organization that Jehovah is using? By following the Bible-based direction we are given in our publications and at our meetings, assemblies, and conventions. In addition, we can show our support by sharing as fully as possible in the preaching and teaching work. The following is a description of the pictures being considered with paragraphs 15 to 17. In February 2019, Brother Garrett Lusch of the governing body released the Revised New World Translation in German to a grateful and enthusiastic audience. Today, publishers in Germany, like these two sisters, gladly use the newly released Bible in the ministry. The picture caption reads, Jehovah is blessing and guiding his organization. We give it our wholehearted support. Paragraph 18. Question. What are you determined to do? Let us be determined to apply the lessons we learned from the book of Leviticus. May we obtain Jehovah's approval for our sacrifices to be accepted. May we serve Jehovah because we are grateful to Him. May we continue to give our best to Jehovah because we love Him with all our heart. And may we wholeheartedly support the organization that He is blessing today. In all such ways, we can show Jehovah that we cherish the privilege we have to serve Him as His witnesses. What lessons can we learn from the use of incense on Atonement Day, the communion sacrifices offered under the law, the fire seen when the priesthood was installed? Song 96, God's Own Book, a Treasure. End of article.